There we go. Welcome to the very last heart share class of 2024. We're so glad you can be with us tonight. We have a wonderful message from the Ascended Master Maximus tonight. And his message is entitled, Maximize Every Opportunity to Accelerate the Dawning of Aquarius Across the World. And it was originally given on October 27th of this year. The class will last about 75 minutes, maybe less, because this isn't a real long heart stream. Please stay on to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and to ask any questions or share any insights and experiences that you have had, and give us prayer requests, because at the end of the class, at the end of the class, we have prayer time and we pray for those that have various concerns. So now I'm going to read our mission and vision statement and see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now, I would invite you to read the prayer that you received on your invitation, either by email or snail mail. It's on the back page of your snail mail letter if you got it in the mail, and it's on the on-screen one if you got it by email. I'll go ahead and read it out loud. And you can pray along with me, okay? In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Maximus, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more light and love and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we're going to sing together song number 62. I guess I can play that here. Bear with me a moment. Song number 62, The Fire Within, from the Heart Center Songbook. Here we go. This is a beautiful song and very meaningful to me.
Hi, Barbara. I'm not hearing the song.
Check your volume on yourself.
No, my volume is up.
Problems on your end, sorry.
Okay.
I can't hear the song either. Anyone there?
I'm here.
No, nothing. Hi. I can't hear it either.
You couldn't hear the song either. Okay. I guess I'll have to. Are you going to play it, Philip?
I'm playing it now.
Okay.
Still not hearing it.
Philip's going to play it. Just wait. We have a new setup in our house, so there's a little confusion here.
Cannot get it to go through, so go ahead and continue.
Okay, Philip's having trouble playing the song. So I'm going to go ahead now with the program for tonight. Again, our heart stream tonight is from beloved Maximus, who is a great master, and his message tonight is entitled Maximize Every Opportunity to Accelerate the Dawning of Aquarius Across the World. And before we begin the heart stream, our beloved HeartShare team member Donna is going to tell about who is Maximus and what work does he perform. So go ahead, Donna, with your information, please.
Okay. Maximus is the authority for the great Maxine light. The word Maximus means God is great. Maximus is the authority and the sun behind the sun for the great Maxine light, which is the first cause behind the effect we called the cosmic egg. And what work does he perform? Well, if you call to Maximus to maximize your calls when you pray for one another, he will do that. He will maximize whatever you call for. And also, we have in the Heart Center a CS71 call, dispensation from Maximus, February 14, 2018, discourse. Maximus, a cosmic being of the greatest attainment and power, has delivered to us the use of his miracle matrix. When you pray for Maximus' miracle matrix, you can imagine, see, feel, and know this Maxine light as unlimited supply of miracle energy that coexists everywhere in the universe as the mother love light frequency, which you can access as universal energy to use, so long as you use it for God good. We may command Maximus Miracle Matrix descend into whatever you need to call for. Now, after we ask that, now, and if you do not have this CS71, you can get on the computer in the Heart Center and look under prayers and songs and CS calls, and you will find it. And if you can't find it, then, you know, call Barbara. Call Barbara or email Barbara, and she'll tell you exactly where it is. All right? And also, his twin flame is Progenita. Maximus and Progenita. Thank you.
Wonderful, Donna. Thank you so much. It gave us a lot to think about. Well, we're going to go ahead with the, now, Philip, are you going to play the heart stream from there?
Well, beloved Alpha has deferred to Maxis because we don't have the necessary momentum of energy and the numbers to invoke the light of Alpha for tonight. I breathe cosmic energies into the atmosphere of the Earth for the stabilization of life in all realms, for the harmonization of joy and love and honor within every being who is attentive to God within. Blessed ones, the still small voice is still God's voice. The inner man or woman of the heart, it speaks unto you in the silence of your soulful state, communicates the most essential wisdom that you require when you are still and attentive. Some of you speak too much, too often, and are therefore not in a state of listening grace in order to hear the voice of God within you. Calm yourself. Love yourself. Respect the light of God that flows through you, the cycles and rhythms of life that move through the hours of each day, the phases of the moon, and the greater cyclic energies released from your sun. Blessed ones, it is time for many initiates to move upward on their path, maximizing every opportunity to perceive with new eyes and rise above their former selves. It is time for the acceleration that is essential for Aquarius to fully dawn all around the world. Whether you live in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 dimensions, matters not to me, so long as you live in God within each dimension that you inhabit. For when God is fully emblazoned within your psyche, dispersing the negativity of the former self, and coalescing a great light and then multiplying it time and time and time again to a new crescendo, new level of beingness, then you are ready for the initiations of Maximus, whereby you will be tested to see if you have the metal to meet the mark of perfection. Not the perfection of the lesser self or the human mind, the perfection of beingness who surrender divine love and humility. Blessed ones, when you call to me with earnest sincerity, I am instantly there. From the center of the earth outward, and from the center of your sun, following the thread of light of your call directly to your heart, and then allowing you to be maximized to the level that you can endure and know without remorse. Lord of Blessed Hearts, the initiations of Maximus are great. The stability that is required within your mind and throughout your soul is essential to the gifts being employed that I would offer you again and again if you would utilize them for your victorious and gracious life. One virtue that I consider essential for every initiate is graciousness. To be gracious means to be full of grace, be caring, loving, kind, affectionate, compassionate, knowledgeable, and wise in all things. To be gracious means that you have learned to abide within the mother's heart, for she is all gracious and will always lead you to the fount of truth, wisdom, and divine understanding. Graciousness requires a spirit of levity. For how can grace abide if you are morose? You are only thinking of self, of doing things rather than being in the presence of God. It does not mean that you cannot accomplish much. It simply means that in all of your doingness, beingness is the most essential ingredient, being victorious in what you accomplish and being holy and what you present to the world of your gifts, talents, and the fulfillment of your mission. Yes, dear.
I'd like to answer a question now that was on our list on your original invitation, and it's question number 2. And it is, are you a human doing, a human having, or a human being? This was question was asked at the very beginning of a workshop I went to years ago, taught by Robert Louis Stevenson, the author of the book about conscious language. And this is how he begins a lot of his programs. And we think about how we identify. Do we identify with what we do? Do we identify with what we have? Or are we just a human being? The very fact of our presence, of our energy, of our thoughts, our self, is that who we truly are? Do we measure ourselves by that, or by how much we have, or how much we do? I know I was trained to study, 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 and to work, work, work. So we were mostly focused on human doing, and we're supposed to be doing something productive at all times. And I've learned over the years that just being present is enough in a lot of situations. You don't have to say anything or do anything. We just have to be who we are and be there. I used to wonder about that when I was a kid, because sometimes when I would just walk into the room and it would change the equation of the energy of the situation and stuff would start happening, you know. People would get into arguments or, you know, they'd stare at you or whatever. And you thought, what in the world did I do? I just showed up. That's all. I didn't really do or say anything. I was just there. But we have to realize that, especially as we grow spiritually and we grow in awareness, that just our very presence changes the situation. It alters it. So we take that energy and put it on the altar, which is the place of alteration. That's what Claire de Lis, our beloved Elizabeth prophet, used to say, is just put your energy on the altar. And then the altar, the place of alteration, will affect things to the positive. So just be present wherever you are and offer your energy in love, in gratitude, in peace and harmony, in wisdom, and listen. That's one thing that I have to work on quite a bit still, is listening, because I'm one of those ones that is, instead of a human doing, I'm a human talking. And I was trained to use my voice through song and through drama and whatever, so that comes very naturally to me. But a lot of times, just saying nothing is far more powerful. So we have to put that all into balance. And that's what we should strive for, is balance in all things. Well, that's enough on that topic for now. And now we're going to go ahead with Maximus's message.
This one's the sweetness of the morning light. I come, bringing solar fire through the sun unto many who are disciplined in those early morning hours, invoking the light and feeling, ascertaining, and understanding the very cosmic energies of the rays from the sun that interpenetrate their beings and allow them to live in a new and higher solar reality of divine joy. Yet if you sleep through those early morning hours and are not there when the sun rises, don't expect to receive the very fine energies of spirit at 8, 9, and 10 o'clock in the morning. Arise early, blessed ones, and feel the joy of the Lord as the sun peaks over the horizon, distilling cosmic energies from many solar worlds, and then fanning them forth to every soul who is awakened in those early morning hours. Yes, you say, well, Master, I get so much more done in the evening hours when all is calm. Yes, I understand. For the crystal rays are rich in their power in those late night time hours. Yet, dearest ones, it is crucial to meet the challenges of today, that you live as a true Aquarian is seen, taking advantage of the solar rays of the dawn, allowing them to recalibrate within you all the essentials for your victory in all things. If you have health issues, surrender them to the sun. If you have concerns about others in your family, Surrender them to the sun. If you have blocks in your awareness, challenges in your mind and memory, surrender these to the sun. Ask for guidance. Ask for the essentials. Ask for answers. Do you think that the sun will ignore you? You are one of the sun's children. And the sun will present unto you exactly what you require to live a life of equanimity and joy, of solicitude and honor.
And now we're ready for question number three on our list, which is, why is solar gazing in the morning so important? Now, Maria Ramirez was scheduled to answer this question, but I don't think she was able to get on tonight. So I will do my best to answer that. Well, Maximus himself says that that's when the early morning hours are when the very fine energies of the spirit are released as the sun is first coming up, and that those energies are very necessary for us to meet the challenges of these times if we're going to truly aspire to be Aquarian Essenes. And we need to take advantage of the solar rays of the dawn in order to be victorious in all things. There's lots of wonderful information on the Heart Center website on solar gazing and when is the optimum time to solar gaze. The first half an hour of the day is the best, and also the very last half an hour before the sun sets is also a great time and a very safe time to look direct. You can look directly at the sun then and absorb the radiation of our divine godparent, if you will, in the sun. And right now, God and Goddess Meru are the hierarchs of our sun. For a long time, Helios and Vesta were the masters that ensouled our sun. And when we had the great instauration on December 21st, 2012, they were graduated to the sun of our great central sun in our galaxy, and they were promoted. And God and Goddess Meru, who had they were in charge of the retreat of illumination over Lake Titicaca in South America, in Peru, they were promoted to be the hierarchs of our sun. And our own beloved Linello and Claire de Lee were promoted to be the hierarchs of the Temple of Illumination over Lake Titicaca in South America. So just because you're ascended doesn't mean you stop growing or things don't change for you. There's room for growth and promotion even on the other side, and especially on the other side. So we have a lot to look forward to. And if you want any further information on solar gazing, you can look it up on the internet if you go to the library, and if you don't have a computer of your own, or you can do a search on it. And like I said, there's information on the Heart Center website about solar gazing. And if you contact me directly at barbarathepink@gmail.com, I can show you exactly where on the website to look for that information. We're going to continue now with our heart stream from Maximus.
Why do I speak so much of the sun unto you this evening, in the later hours of this day? It is, dearest ones, to share with you that long, long ago on another world, I received an initiation that was great, and it required of me to arise at 3 a.m., meditating for 3 hours without fail, and then being there when the sun arose upon the world that I existed on, to receive the currents of sacred energy from that star that were invested within the very fibers of my being to allow me to maximize them and to distribute them to an entire continent of millions and millions of people. You see, I had risen in my journey to the point of cosmic responsibility for thousands and millions of souls, and it was only by the grace of God, through that practice, each morning, that I was able to sustain the grace of God that came unto me, and that allowed me to so multiply and expand the light of God to save an entire life wave. Tens of thousands of years ago on that world. So, blessed ones, since this worked for me, I share it with you. Even David received the profundity of a true master walking the earth, who likewise meditated each morning from 4 to 6 a.m. without fail for many decades, reaching a level of self-mastery where he could stretch forth his aura to touch the lives of hundreds and even thousands with a great presence of spiritual power, initiating many and assisting many on their path home to the heart of God. Yes, blessed ones, it is time for you to step up and to maximize all that you know and the greatest delivery of your gifts and talents to a world in need. It is time for you to be your best, brightest, most bountiful and beautiful to those looking to you for inspiration, understanding, and tutoring. Oh, precious ones, the earth is in peril, and civilization is in dire straits. Yet there is a way through all of this, through love, wisdom, and faith, to the fulfillment of the victorious cycles of light for this and future generations, if enough devotees will indeed step up to the plate and swing with all of their hearts and make their mark and send that ball far into the bleachers as a home run for God and for humanity. I now emanate to each of you a specific frequency of the maximization of the light of God that you require to be victorious in this life in greater measure, to overcome certain difficulties, nasty problems, lack of self-worth, excessive speaking, gossip, etc. Yes, blessed ones, it is time for you to bend unto God, to bend your knees to the one source of light and to save. O Lord, I am ready to be initiated by Maximus, who cares for me, who loves me, who understands me. And since I am also a caring, understanding, and loving one, I choose to live in the integrity of what Maximus proffers unto my soul now, so that victoriously I may move mountains, I may ascend in consciousness daily, and live in the full integrity of my true nature, one with thee, O my Lord, O my loving God. Now, in answer to your calls this weekend, I also place a focus, a permanent focus of light over the Capitol. In that statue of armed freedom, representing the goddess of freedom for America. And this engram of cosmic light can be called upon at any hour of the day or night to blaze forth its glory, its energy, to bring forth God's will in the most maximal way possible for America and her citizens, America and all that are evolving here. There is a way forward, there is a way upward, and that way is through the love of God fulfilled in one's life through virtuous living, conscious presence, and surrender to what is true, honorable, and virtuous every moment. Let these words ring within yourselves, sing within your soul, and bring unto you greater gifts of the Holy Spirit, anointing you daily over and over unto your victorious ascent back to the heart of God, back to your oneness and divine light. You see, dearest ones, though you have spoken with full voice tonight, I speak simply, deliciously, softly, so that you may stretch your ears to hear my intent, my love, the love of Maximus for all of mankind upon earth. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved Maximus, for this wonderful message. I'm truly grateful. What a marvelous thing. And remember, please, to call upon that focus that Maximus has placed in the Statue of Armed Freedom on the top of the Capitol, to help us with our challenges here in America as we move forward into 2025 and into a new cycle for this nation and her people.